Okay, today is Daf Chaf. We're on the top line of Daf Chaf. Amen. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Han family, Ulu Nishmas Hindelbat HaChav Yisrael, and by the Daskal family, Ulu Nishmas Yitzchak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda, and Shalom Shabbalias. So we're smack in the middle of a sugya. We're smack in the middle of a sugya. So the Gemara had said that Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, if somebody goes out with klayim in his big on his begadim, we rip them off in the middle of the street. Right. Why? Ein chachma, ein tvuna, ein eitz neged Hashem. No cheshbonos when it comes to the mitzvahs of Hashem. Yet, at the bottom of the page, we had a brisa that said that we learn out from various words, extra words by the nazir. And by the nazir, it says l'chol meis lo yatame. Nazir can't become tamei. Not for his father, not for his mother, not for his brother, not for his sister. So it's all redundant. He can't become Tamei. The answer is no. He can't become Tamei for the relatives, but he can become Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah. And then we said, that's what we learned from the first three. Father, mother, and brother. And what did we learn from sister? Sister learned something totally different. You're on your way to perform a Mitzvah. Either it's Erev Pesach, or you're doing a Bismillah, and you heard that one of your relatives died. Do you go to the funeral or do you go to the mitzvah? The answer is you go to the mitzvah. As long as someone else can do the funeral. That the Ritva says, right? Fine. But for a Meis Mitzvah, you have to stop what you're doing and go to take care of the Meis Mitzvah. Amai, why? Why? It's up to Amai. Why? Lema, let's say, Ein Chachma, Ein Tevuna, Ein Eitz Neged Hashem. I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm doing the top line of Chafam and Aleph. I'm doing a mitzvah. What am I going to do something else? Well, that's not my problem. I'm doing a mitzvah. When it comes to mitzvahs, no cheshbonos. I'm doing a mitzvah. The Gemara answers, shiny hasam. No, it's different over here. The ksivu l'achoso. Because from the extra word l'achoso, we learn out, no, go do the Meis Mitzvah. V'ligmar minei. And what can we learn out from there, right? That kavod abrios, which is what Meis Mitzvah really is doche u'isurim, and I should not take off my shirt in the middle of the street. I shouldn't have to do it. And the Gemara answer is a difficult answer. Shev yal tase shiny. Shev yal tase. In other words, not to do a mitzvah by not acting, that's one thing. That, we will say, don't do the mitzvah. So for example, By going to do the Meis Mitzvah, I'm not going to do the Bris Milah, right? Am I actively not doing the Bris Milah? No, I'm Shev Al Tasa, I'm not doing the Bris Milah, right? But here I'm walking down the street with Shatnas. I'm actively wearing Shatnas. There's no makar that I could keep on wearing Shatnas. No such makar. That's the difference. Okay. Rashi says, it's a long Rashi, but he says a great thing. Rashi says, second line, wide line. Many things in the Torah, many times, Dvarim Harbi, many times, the Chachamim were allowed us, Hitiru, they mattered, Lakar Dvar Torah, to uproot something in the Torah, Mibnei Siyag, for some reason, for some fence, for some Geder. Or Mibnei Kavod Abrios, or for Kavod Abrios, Hecha, where is that? The Eino Oker Dover B'Maisa Yadayim. I don't actively violate something. Ella, rather, Yoshibim Komo. I sit home. V'Dvar Torah Ma'akam Eilav. And the mitzvah gets uprooted by itself. Can go in, for example, Tkiyah Shofar Lulav B'Shabbos. The Chacham said, don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Now, am I actively not blowing? No, I'm not actively. I'm just not doing it. V'Sadin B'Tzitzis. Or tzadin on tzitzis. Okay, that's, forget that one for a minute. Dekevasaihu, tuva biyavamis. And there are many more of them in Yavamis. Many more of these examples. Avo ma'aker biyadayim lo. You never find a place where you're ma'aker biyadayim, right? You uproot a mitzvah. You never find such a thing. Vahalovish klayim, okro b'maisa mamish shulovsho. It's mamish if you let somebody continue to wear shatnez in the street, you're mamish doing an avera. So why are we letting him do that? Because of COVID? No. For COVID, we'll let you do a shev al tasa. Sit home and don't do the milah. Sit home, don't shake a lulav. For various reasons, that will allow. But to keep on walking down the street with Shatnas, we can't allow that. We never allow that.
So today, if you see somebody walking down the street wearing Shatnas, you tell
them? Yeah. Well, we said yesterday that there was a machlokas. If it's b'shogeg, maybe you wait for the guy to get home, then you tell him. For yourself, you got to take Rav right off yourself. The other guy, you see the other guy wearing Shatnas, so he said, it's b'shogeg, you can wait for him to go home. Shouldn't have to embarrass himself in the street, walk around naked. Wait till he gets home, then you tell him. For you, you know already. So what kind of embarrassment? Too bad. Right? For the other guy, we said we could wait. For the other guy, you could wait. Now, so everyone got that? That's the difference. Now Rashi says, wait a minute. We just said yesterday, Vituma gufa shehutra lekohen lenazir litame lemeis mitzvah. What about tuma? So how do we allow a kohen to go do a meis mitzvah? He's biyadayim uprooting the mitzvah. He's making himself tame. Biyadayim. How do we allow that? Rashi just got to be finished saying that we never allow a violation of the Torah biyadayim actively. Only passively. How do we allow a kohen to go tame for a base mitzvah? How do we allow that? He's actively becoming tame. How do we allow that? So it's because of another tzorach. Good. So what? Let someone else do it. How do we allow that? So Rashi answers. Tell me what you think of this answer. We tame the base mitzvah to come akhe b'dayim, then they cover the bios. The lav shev al tasehu. It's not shev al taseh, right? Hainu taima. Here's the reason. The lo gam rinon mine. The Hassam lav kovra b'yus through the dachi lo say today the meikara. What Rashi is going to answer is that when the Torah wrote the halachas of a kohen or a nazir, it never included it for a meis mitzvah. It's not even a violation of the Torah. It's not even a violation of the Torah. The meikara kishen nichtav lo say the tuma lo meis mitzvah nichtav. When the Torah said that a kohen can't become tameh, it was never written on a meis mitzvah.
So therefore,
I'm not saying that I'm violating the Torah. I'm not violating the Torah. Right. Torah never answered it. Right? Kishem shlo nichtav ala krovim. Just like a kohen's allowed to go to his own relative funeral. He's allowed to do that at kohen.
But Nazir can't.
What?
Nazir can't.
Okay, Nazir can't. Aval hashavas aveda upesach. Right, so hashavas aveda. I'm going to go be mezalz on myself. I'm going to go climb up climb a tree for you. Not going to do that. Right? A mezalzel or Pesach, l'chol Yisrael nemar, if it's a kavod abrios, not nu lidchos, al karcha chayana d'tchiasen, ena b'yadayim, only if it's not b'yadayim. For example, sit home and don't do the carbon Pesach. So why are we telling you to sit home? Because there's another mitzvah you have to do, or some covet issue. Maybe we'll do that. Avol klayim, d'b'maisi yadav yidche, but when it comes to Shabbos, every second you're wearing it, you're doing a maisa. His ear b'hazaraso, then we have to make you take it off. So Rashi said that the reason why a kohen is allowed to become tamei biyadayim, what's the reason? Because it was never included in the iser. Right? Tosfos says that I never heard such a thing in my life. That's crazy. As a matter of fact, it's crazy because he says then the whole concept of asei dochelos asei doesn't exist. Because there's never an alos aseh if there's an aseh. In other words, that's what Rashi is saying, really. There's never an avera when there's a mitzvah. So if there's never an avera when there's a mitzvah, the whole concept of losa of aseh doch alos aseh goes out the window. Because there can't be a violation. The Tosa doesn't make any sense. Tosa's answer is, the reason why a kohen is allowed to be metame is because he's a different category. He has other mitzvahs that regular Yisrael don't have. Can't compare apples and oranges. He's in a different category by himself. And a nazir, the reason why a nazir can be tummy for a meis mitzvah is because a nazir can go get his naziris undone. He can go to a chacham and get his whole nether undone. So this is not the same thing. But you're not going to find any other case where we're going to allow somebody to go do an aveira. Never finds such a thing. How come these two? They're different. Rashi said they're not different. They're never included. Tosa, that doesn't make any sense. Okay, that's the story. Now, next. Amalir of Papal Abaya. Maishna Rishonim, how come the earlier ones, Desrachesh Lenisa, they had Nisan done for them, Umaishna Anan, how come us, the lowest Rachesh Lenisa, no one does Nisan for us. Imishom de Tanuye, is it because of learning? Bishnei de Rebbe, Yehuda, in the lifetime of Yehuda, Kule Tanya Nezikin Hava, everybody learned Mesechtas Nezikin, right? Everybody learned Nezikin, right? Rashi explains, no one knew, they didn't know anything, except for the three Babas. Baba Basra, Baba Kaaba, but that they knew. No, they didn't know anything else, right? That's what Rashi says that. The Anan, Kamastin and Shisa Sidur. We know all six of Dharam. Not only that, Vichyavi Matri of Yehuda Be'uksin, when Rabbi Yehuda got to the Mishnah in Uksin, that says, Ha'isha Shekoveshes Yerek Be'kedera, when a woman is, Koveshes means she's pickling. When she's pickling vegetables in a pot, V'amrile, others say that the Lashon is Zesim, olives, Shekoveshon, that's the pickling, Bitarfein, with their leaves, Tahorim are tar. What's going on? So Uksin talks about how the stalk of a vegetable is connected to the vegetable. And for tumah purposes. So if there's tumah on the stalk, there's tumah on the whole vegetable. Not if you're pickling it. Because if you're pickling it, Rashi explains, it gets all moist, and then you can't even hold it. So if the tumah gets on the stalk, it's not going to transfer to the rest of the vegetable, because the stalk is all mushy. Okay? Anyway, that's a Mishnah Uksin. And Omar, Havayos Deravu Shmuel Kachazina Hacha. When they got to it, they said, ooh, what, this is hard, so hard, come over here, like Abai and Shmuel must have been busy with this Mishnah, we don't understand it. Vanan and us, Kamasnitz and books and place them at Sifta. We have, it means 13 yeshivas. 13 yeshivas learning this. Rashi says it means there were 13 different, like, understandings. 13 svarim were written about this Mishnah. How to explain the Mishnah? Tosfos says 13 yeshivas. They didn't know a word of that, and we're learning so much better than them. We know so much more. Vila of Yehuda, but you know what? In terms of learning, it's true, but when Yehuda, Kiavishalov Chad Misane, whenever he would take off a shoe, Asi Mitzvah, it would start to rain. Like he was a little discomforted, Rabbi Yehuda. A little bit, show a little sign of discomfort, right? It would start to rain. Vanan and us, Kamatarina Nafshi Mitzavach Katsachmin, and we dive and we scream, Vales Mashkachman, Hashem doesn't listen to us. What's the pshat? A Malay, so tell you the pshat is, Kamai, earlier generations, Havikamasri Nafshayu, Akadushas Hashem. They were Moser Nefesh on Kedushas Hashem. Anan us, lo masvina nafshin akadushas Hashem. We will not have any mysterious nefesh. That's what this Gemara is doing here. That's what it's doing here. Somebody will take off a shirt, walk down the street without any clothes on for mitzvah, he's Moser Nefesh. That's what this is doing here. Right? They were Moser Nefesh, so who would do that today? Who's going to walk around without any clothes on? Because there's a child of shatnas. Most people would say, I'll wait till I get home. Right?
Who would know that?
Let's say you know. Nice. So, Kiyodra of Ava, Adabar Ava, Chazilahi, he saw one time a kusis, listen to this, he saw a kusis, to have a levisha karbalasa bishuka. She was wearing a karbalasa in the shuk. There's a three-way machlokas what it means. Rashi says it's some kind of undergarment, so she was wearing it without the overgarment, that's not snius. Others say it means it was red, a red garment, and others say it was a shadas issue. So whatever it was, and he thought she was a Jew. So he yelled at her, right? Sovra de Bas Yisrael Havi. He thought he was a Jew. She was a Jew. Come, Kari Mine. He ripped it off her.
Why did he think she was a Jew?
He thought she was a Jewish. I don't know. Igloy Milsa, the Kuzis Haya. Turned out she was not Jewish. So he was terribly embarrassed. So Shaime Arba Meazuzi. He made her, he had to pay her 400 zuz because he embarrassed her in public. Right? Amale. So he said to her, Masher Mecha, what's your name? Amrulahu, my name, Amale, my name is Matun, which means patience. So Amrale, Matun Arba Meazuzi Shavia. Yeah, your patience cost me 400 zuz. Because I was impatient. I ran to rush to judgment, right? I didn't find out who you were. And because of that, I had to pay 400 zuz, right? So what do you see? To who do that today?
Well, no one should do that.
So the point is they were much more Moser Nefesh. Okay. Rav Gidl havi ragel havi ka'azal v'yasev ashar v'tzvila. Difficult stories here. Rav Gidl would sit by the mikvah. Amalahu, he would tell the women, hachi tevilu, hachi tevilu. Don't forget this halacha, don't forget that halacha, right? Do it right. Amalei Rabbanan, lo kam estafi mar mi yetahara? Aren't you nervous if you yetahara? You're sitting by the mikvah, women are going in and out? So Amalei, no, Amalahu, no, demayin ba'apai ki kaki chivure. They look to me like white geese. No, I have no interest in these women.
Oh.
Okay? Whatever that means.
Rabbi Yochanan
havi ruggle to havi ka'azel v'yasev ashari detvila. Rabbi Yochanan also used to sit by the entrance of the mikvah. Amar, he had a different reason. Amar, he said, ki salkan benos Yisrael, when the women come out, asyin mitvile, and they finish their tvila, mistaklin bi, they're going to look at me on the way out. I'm like the door. The nehavi lehu zari de shapiri kavasei. And they'll give birth to children that are beautiful and learned and special like me. He wasn't being a good Balgaiva. This is who he was. Because like we say, when you're with your spouse and whatever you're thinking about has a roshim on the baby. So the last thing she saw was him, so it has a roshim on her. Amrle Rabbanan, lo kam mistatzi marmi ayin abisha. Aren't you worried about an ayin hara? Ayin hara, not the yetzahara, ayin hara. So Amrle, anam mizari di Yosef katsina. I come from Yosef. Delo shulta be ayin abisha. There is no ayin hara when it comes to Yosef. It's it because it says ben paras Yosef, ben paras ali ayin. Amr Rabbi Avo, al tikri ali ayin elo oli ayin. We're above the ayin hara. There's no ayin hara from the children of Yosef, whatever that means. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Amr mihacha. It says v'yidgul arov bekerav haaretz. Ma dogim shebayam maya mechasin aleim. The water covers them. The ain ayin hara shelters behem. There's no ayin hara on the fish. Af so too zahar shel Yosef ain ayin hara shelters behem. There's no ayin hara on the fish. Iba yitzema another pshat. Ayin shelo ratzasa lozon mima she'eno shelo. The person that didn't want to have hana from what didn't belong to him, meaning Potiphar's wife, he fought that off, right? Ain ayin hara shelo desbo. There's no ayin hara on those people. So therefore, that was the story. Okay. Next Mishnah. It's not an easy, very easy Mishnah. A lot to talk about. I give it a half hour and I'll do the summit. See if we finish. A lot to talk about. First, the Mishnah starts off like this. Nashim, women, avadim, ukitanim, and kitanim, paturin mi kriyashma, are potter from kriyashma. It's a staggering statement. Women are potter from kriyashma. Why? It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Women are not potter from davening, but they're potter from kriyashma. Staggering statement. No one argues on that. They could do it like they go to your shofar too, but they're not chayiv in it. Why? It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. It's a day one and a night one, and then never the twain shall meet. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, they're potter. Says Rashi, she mitzvah saseh shazman grama. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. The kaim olam b'kiddushin, the nashim peturos midaraisa. They're potter on midaraisa from all mitzvahs that are time bound. V'tfilin ami, mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Tfilin also is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, right? By the way, because we didn't read the rest of the sentence. The rest of the sentence is, they're also potter from tfilin, chayavim b'tfila, the chayavim tfila, and mezuzah, and berachas hamazon. We'll get to that in a minute. So get back to Amar Aleph. Rashi says, right, Shabbos or Laila is lav zman tefillin, therefore women are not chayiv in tefillin.
That's not the reason.
Yes, it is.
No, Shabbos you don't do because those.
What? No. Why is it zman grama? Why is it zman grama? Either because they're not chayiv on Shabbos, or because they're not chayiv at night.
To
machlokas.
That's not correct, though. No. We're supposed to be wearing tefillin all day long.
Right.
And on Shabbos, supposed to wear tefillin too.
Fine, but the thing
we don't wear tefillin is because of technicality.
Fine, or at night you don't wear. There's no mitzvah to wear tefillin at night. It's only by day. So therefore, it's a zman grama. We're just talking about zman grama.
Yeah.
Zman grama. So there's no chiv at night. Therefore, it's a time bound mitzvah. Women are not chiv.
No chiv at night is if you go to sleep.
Okay, so we don't wear. No, there's no chiv at night. Nobody wears tefillin by Ma'ariv. Nobody does that.
Nobody wears tefillin any time during the day.
Okay, so
you can use that as an example when they did in those days.
Okay, so but the point is, it's not a chiv. Therefore, it's a mitzvah to wear zman grama. Okay, next. Ketanim, listen to this one. Afilu katan sheigia lechinuch, even if a katan reached the age of chinuch, says Rashi, if an 11-year-old boy, he's a chinuch age, he's in yeshiva, he's in fourth, fifth grade. Lo hitilu al aviv lechancho b'kriyashma. There's no mitzvah of chinuch on kriyashma. I'm only reading Rashi. Lefi she'eno matzur tamid b'shigia zman kriyashma. Because he's not around when it's time for kriyashma.
Father's
not around. Does that work? So therefore, there's no... What possessed Rashi to go out of way to say this? What possessed Rashi to say it? Doesn't say... Doesn't... There's no mitzvah. There's no... Ketanim anach chayvin mitzvos. Chinuch is unrelated to that. They're partner for mitzvos, but there's a mitzvah of chinuch. You should train your children, because they're going to be adults soon. They're not going to be children forever. So train them. Comes along Rashi. No, not even you have to train them for kriyashma. What possessed him to say that? Because they're not around, because you're at work. What possessed Rashi to say that? I don't know what possessed him to say that. Tosfos says, what is she talking about? Right? Tosfos says in the bottom, Tosfos, Pirish Bekuntris, Shkot and Shigil, Lachanach, Lo Nehira. What is he talking about? Dabar Parak, Lulav HaGazel, Amrinan, Katan HaYadeya, Lishmar Tfilin, Aviv Chayv, Litnas Lo Tfilin. When he's able to be Shomer is Tfilin, You get him a pair of tefillin. The chinuch. Alma, because she agiel a chinuch, shaychi but tefillin. We don't really hold like this today. We don't get boys in tefillin until they're almost 13. But okay, chinuch. So whenever he's ready for the tefillin, get him the tefillin. Chayv but tefillin. Ukrishma nami yeshul chayvo. Yoser. It's even more chayv in krishma than tefillin, right? Mistama. Kidashka masam katan de'el odaber. When a katan's already old enough to speak, aviv malamdo, Torah. You teach him Torah a little bit. Upasak rishon shol krishma. What do you teach a boy when he's a baby? You sing krishma to him. So what's Rashi talking about? You know, mitzvah of chinuch on krishma, because the father's not around. V'nire l'rabbeinu tam, demari b'katan shilohi giyel l'chinuch. This must be talking about a katan that's not chinuch age. Yeah, there's no mitzvah to teach a six-month-old baby krishma. I need a Rashi for that also? I need a Mishnah for that? Right? Umihu, seifa diktani v'chayav mitfila. What about the seifa? Said yichayav mitfila and brechas amazon. That's talking about a katan shilohi giyel l'chinuch. Doesn't make any sense. Hainu, ri, ratzalomar, tamari b'katan shigiyel l'chinuch. No, that's talking about a katan shigiyel l'chinuch. He knows how to bench, teach him how to bench. So the first line of the Mishnah, the second line of the Mishnah, I'm not talking about the same kind of katan. Also difficult. De'i lo higiyel lohai v'le l'chayav tefila. V'lonahira, that doesn't seem right. That the first half of the Mishnah and second half of the Mishnah, I'm not talking about the same kind of katan. The imkain, lohai v'lu katanim, dumi d'nashim v'avadim. Then they're not parallel. Noshim abadim ketanim apatir in kriyishma. What kind of cotton? Different kind of cotton. The second line is, but all the women are chayiv and benching too. Women are chayiv and benching, and women are chayiv and davening, and cotton, only if it's a yilachinach cotton. It's splitting up the cotton like that. Shepaturim b'chol inyan, and the paturim b'chol inyan, ketanim, v'ena paturim el shigia, v'ena elishma tefillin. Doesn't make sense. They're splitting up the cotton. Operish b'ena tam, devade ari akal b'cotton shalom yilachinach. No, there's no question. We're talking about a cotton that's not chinuch age. Not chinuch age. Rashi's pshat is quite difficult. That there's no chinuch on a boy reach chinuch age because the father's not around. Very difficult pshat. Says Tosfos, no. We're talking about a cotton shelo gil chinuch. So what was the havamina? That he's not a gil chinuch and you have to be mechanachim?
Right.
What's the havamina? You're going to buy a set a lulav and aspect for a six-month-old baby? That's shy. It doesn't make sense. Right? V'chayavin, and yichayavin, and v'chayavin, right? The sefer koi anashim v'avadim luchod. The sefer is not talking about katanim. Avo katanim peturin mikol v'kol kivin dolo v'giyel l'chinuch. They're not chinuch. What do you want from them? You can't teach a 2-year-old boy to sit in shul all day in Yom Kippur. It's not shayach. The whole thing's not shayach. Vim tomar im kain amay tana katanim b'hadi anashim v'avadim. Then why is the word katanim written there? Kivon the ain shavin kideparishit doesn't even apply to them. Because the Tana just wrote Nashavod Ketanim like in one fell swoop, even though it didn't really mean Ketanim over here, right? Shlo Gil Lachinuch, Kmo Nashavavadim, right? Like the part of like we always throw them into these three always go together. Nashavavadim and Ketanim they go together, even though in this mission they don't really go together. So either way here we're stuck. If you hold like Rashi, we're talking about a Kodesh Shigil Lachinuch, and why is he put there in Shema? Because the father's not around, so there's no mitzvah of Chinuch. According to Tosfos, that's crazy. Tosfos is talking about, no, he's not a Gil Chinuch. He's too little.
So is the father around? Maybe they're not around.
No, the father's not around.
You sure?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the kids now.
Shalom Matsui Tamid Kishamigiyaz Man Kishma. I think it goes on the father.
Well, it can't be the kid.
Wait,
Shalom Matsui Tamid. No, it can't be the kid.
He goes to sleep before
that's what it means. It goes on the kid. I thought it was, one second.
The kid's sleeping when they were kind of out.
That's what it means? It says the father's not around, right?
Yeah.
It goes in the father.
But it makes more sense.
Right. So either way, according to Rashi and according to Tosfos, this mission is very difficult. Right? They come up with pshat that's just too difficult. Okay. Next. Then we said,
unless it's going back to what the purpose of krishma is.
The purpose of krishma is to be makabel al malchus Hashem. It doesn't make a difference what the purpose is. It's a mitzvah. So even if it's a chok, we don't know why we shake a lulav.
No.
We don't know why we do that. We tell boys old enough to shake a lulav, he shakes a lulav.
It's a major difference. If it's intrinsic to what the Jewish people are,
yeah,
then it does make a difference. The mitzvah, or not the mitzvah.
See, so mean, even if he's lo higiel l'chinuch,
every single day of your life,
even if it's no chinuch,
exactly, it's upon you every single day. The fact of how do we remind ourselves? Do it in the morning, at night. That's how we do it to remind ourselves.
So you're saying,
but it's intrinsically, it's not how it's done.
Interesting. So you're saying, even if it's not a higiel l'chinuch, there's still something to do it.
Because if you look at the different sets of how they count the mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs are not counted in each of those things. Because first, I think the Rambam doesn't have tefillah in one of them, because, without tefillah, you missed everything in the first place.
Right.
Kriya Shema is the same exact way.
Interesting. Interesting.
And that would throw everything off. It's not upon you because of the day or night.
Right.
It's upon you.
Okay.
If without that, you're not a Jew.
Right. Interesting. Very good. It could be pshat. And women also, women don't have to do it. Because it's man grama. Oh, here.
Right.
Okay. Very good pshat. I like that. I like that. Maybe this is what he's saying. Even if he's lo yigil l'chinuch, still have to do it anyway. I've 2-year-old kid, so what? Let him say it. Fine. Good vart. Then we said there's a chayav in tefillin. Fine. In tefillin, in davening, and in mezuzah. And benching. Right? So the potter in tefillin, but the chayav in tefillah, mezuzah, and benching. What are these random 3 mitzvahs? Yeah. So the answer is, because all 3 are in Kriya Shema.
Yep.
They're all in Kriya Shema. Tefillah is the next thing you do after Kriya Shema. Mezuzah is in Kriya Shema. Where's benching in Kriya Shema? It says right here. It says Vinasati Asim Sarchal Vahamtecha Vachalta Visavata. Right? So it's all so that's why we pick these mitzvahs. They're in Kriya Shema. So we're talking about Kriya Shema.
If a katan has a home, he has to put a mezuzah
up. Yeah. Yeah. No, even on the women, yeah. And a woman has to chayav mezuzah. And you chayav benching. Now, Kriya Shema, Pshita, mitzvah seish as man gramahu. V'chol mitzvah seish as man gramahu, nashim paturos. Right? Right? Why are women potter mitzvah seish as man gramahu? Why? No, 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 but that means that you have a... Yes, that doesn't mean it's a zman grama. They have a time to bench after the food gets digested. That doesn't mean it's a zman grama. It means it's not time to, it's whenever you eat. Anyway, why are women part of mitzvah seish zman grama? Why? 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 So...
Too busy with other things.
Who made up, who said that answer? This answer was not said in the 20th century by feminists.
Correct.
It was said by the Avudram and the Kalba, which are Rishonim. And they said, because, listen to this, they said, because a woman has obligations in the home. And she has obligations to God. If they conflict, who wins? Says the Torah, they can't conflict. They can't conflict. Oh, I have to go daven ma'ariv now. What do you mean? You have obligations in the home. Men don't have those kinds of obligations. That's the way the world is. Just it is what it is. Men don't have those obligations. Women always complain about how men invented mincha, right? Men have to go daven mincha. Right? And Yitzchak Avinu invented it because he had twins. So he invented mincha. Got out of the house for 20 minutes. So,
you know the joke at the shiva house.
Yeah.
The women found out that shabbat doesn't take 15 minutes, marav doesn't take an hour.
Right. So women, it would be a conflict. It would be a conflict. Women have to go run down mincha also. It would be a conflict. No. There's no zman grama on them. Any mitzvah zman grama, not incumbent. There's no conflict now. That doesn't mean they can't go murder people. It's a loss, I say. But all assays that are time-bound, they're pater. Why? Otherwise, there'd be a conflict with the home, and there can't be such a thing. So Hashem patered them, shouldn't be any conflict. Anyway, I would have thought, it's been Malchus Shemayim, but when, like Mati said, but there's Malchus Shemayim over here, it's so important. Come on, there's still pater. There's still pater. Next, Men HaTfilin, Pshita. Why is it Pashat? Like, why is it Pshita? Pashat, the pater in Tfilin.
I had a better problem on this thing, because if that would be the case, it's Osef Men HaMitzvah, Pater Men HaMitzvah. In any other case, should be obligated?
No, because what their obligation?
Obligated, but it's just something that bangs into each other.
No, because what they're doing is not mitzvos.
Yeah, mitzvah.
The obligations in the home, right. Not mitzvos. They have to take care of the kids. It's not a mitzvah. So,
but it is. I mean,
it's an extension of a mitzvah. It's not a real mitzvah. Anyway, ma'adatim b'halva iskashul mezuzah. It's tefillin compared to mezuzah, and the chayiv in that. I would have thought the chayiv in tefillin because the chayiv in mezuzah. K'mashal, no, they're not. Chayiv mitfila, the chayiv in davening. The rachmei ninu. Because it's asking Hashem for things. Maybe it's like a mitzvah seishas ban grama. It's not. What? No. So that's only the rabbanon. We're going to learn in the next parak that the idea, concept of davening is doraisa, and there's no time on that. What you daven, the nusuch, and all the rules of davening, and the time, it's all rabbis made that up. So therefore, the core issue of davening is midoraisa. And it's not time-bound, and therefore women have to daven.
So you say it's midorabana tefillah, or midoraisa?
It's a machlokas mishonim.
Rashi is midorabana.
He says it here? Okay.
Midorabana, he says it.
Okay. The Rambam says midoraisa. Right. Where am I up to? What about mezuzah? Pshita? Why should a woman not be chayav mezuzah? A woman has her own apartment. Why should she pater mezuzah? Why? Well, Tema, hold the Iskash Latama Torah, maybe it's compared to learning Torah, and the women are putter learning Torah, Kamashalan, they still have Mizza. Birchas HaMazon, what about benching? It's a pshita, it's obvious, why should they not bench? Ma'ad Tema, hold the Ksiv, B'seis Hashem Lachem, Be'erev, Basar, Velecho, Velechem, Boka, Lisboa, that they eat in the morning and the afternoon, so Kamitsa Sasashas Mangrama Dami, it's like a Mitsa Sasashas Mangrama, Kamashalan, no, it's not. Omer of Adab Bar Ava, listen to this. Nashim this is a very, very, very famous Gemara. It only appears in two places in Shas. I think it appears like every other page. Nashim Chayavos. Now, we said that there are mitzvahs asayishas mangrama that women are potter in because it's going to create a conflict. There's two exceptions. One exception is the Seder night. Another exception is Shabbos. Right? Nashim Chayavos b'kiddush yom dvar Torah. Women have to make kiddush. It's mitzvahs asayishas mangrama. It's an exception. Why? Am I? Why is that? Mitzvahs rangamu v'chol mitzvahs rangamu nashim paturas. Amar baya midrabanan. No, midrabanan. It's only midrabanan they have to make kiddush. I'm like, Rav, what are you talking about? But v'artara kamu. We just said mitzvahs minatora. But od also kol mitzvahs nechayv midrabanan. Then we should make them do every mitzvahs midrabanan. Why are you picking on kiddush? El amar Rava, amar Kra, zachar v'shamor. We all know this. It says zachar in one of the seres of divros. It says shamor in the other one. Kol sheyeshnu v'shmira, yeshnu b'zechira. Whoever's included in Shmir, which is every woman, because it's a low sase, is in Yashno Bezechira, is included in the assays of Shabbos, which are what? Which is, what's the assays? Kiddush, and maybe Havdalah. Because right. Havdalah is the Shabbos already over. So that's a Bachlokas about that. Kiddush for sure. Both.
Kiddush Hayom sounds like Kiddush Rabbah.
Huh?
Kiddush Hayom sounds like Kiddush Rabbah.
The day, right?
Yeah.
It says Zachar is Yom HaShabbos Lekadcho. I make Kiddush Friday night.
Right.
The Torah says that. It says Zachar is Yom HaShabbos. It's Yom. Oh, wait, I make Kiddush Friday night. So go figure that out.
That's why it's 2+1.
That's why it's 2+1. Right? So go figure that out.
Should we get
any motios
then?
What? Motios and Kiddush. Lahani Nashi, we got to that. Howel the Isnu, since they're included in the Lotz Aseis, Isnu B'Zechira. They're included in the Aseis. Right? Amalei, okay? Good? Very good. Amalei Ravina L'Rafa. Nashim birchas hamazon doraisa or derabanan? Is benching for a woman, is it doraisa or derabanan? Now we said that the chayav in benching. Why are they chayav in benching? Is it doraisa or derabanan? Says Rashi, nashim birchas hamazon doraisa. Dechzev echalta v'zavata for the mitzvah says she'enas mangrama. It's not mangrama. Or maybe it's derabanan. Why would it be derabanan? Because dechzev ala aret hatova shenasan lach. We thank Hashem for the land He gave us, and women didn't get land, right? The haaretz lo not the kavos litzchalik. Women are not part of the Yerusha. V'imishum b'nos lovchad. What about them? No, chalik me'avin who not lu shayim biyotzei mitzrayim. They just took their father's portion, so they didn't get their own portion really. So there's no division of land. Says Tosfos. Well, if there's no division of land, then kahanim and levim also shouldn't have to bench. They also didn't get land. Right. So Tosfos answers. There's another reason women are potter. You know why they're potter? Because we mentioned in benching, Tosfos says, it says, Al Barischa Shechasamta Bivsarenu. Women don't have a Brismila. The Al Taraska Shilamadatana. And Ashima Potter in that. Yeah. So that's the question. So Machlok, what the question's about. Either way, Lamai Nafkamina. What's a Nafkamina? La Afuke Rabim Idechavasan. Can a woman be Motzi Amin? E Amri Daraisa. If it's Daraisa. Asi daraisa, mapet daraisa. That's certainly yes. The e amrit derabanan have. If it's derabanan, she ain't a mechuyev bedaver. Did I really chayef the bench? V'chol she ain't a mechuyev bedaver. Any motzis a rab midei chavasan. They can't do it.
You can't do it yourself. You can't do it for somebody else.
Exactly. So my what's the story? Tashma. Well, we have a braisa that says be'emes amru ben mevarech la'aviv. Right. A ben can bench for his father. Right. Now the rule is that really we have a rule in this religion that you can be motzi other people in certain mitzvos, right? However, the rabbis made up a rule: don't have someone can't say kriyashma for you,
right?
Someone can't say kriyashma for you. Someone can't daven for you. So can someone bench for you? If you don't know how to bench, the answer is yes.
If you don't
know how to bench, can someone make a bracha for you? I don't know how to make a bracha. I want to eat an apple. I'll make a bracha for you. Such a thing? Yes, such a thing. Yes, if they don't know how to do it.
Depends.
What? Someone's making a bracha for you. Exactly. He's making it for you. Can someone bench for you? Yes. because I'm going to take Shema for you. No. So someone can bench for you. So even a
how's
son...
How's that different from Kiddush? Kiddush can also be
Yitzhak. And a Hanami. And a Hanami, because it's a mitzvah.
Yeah.
And even if it's not a mitzvah. And a Hanami.
He's right. It's a difference between Brooks and Nana or not.
So...
That's not correct. So, you do Kiddush because Kiddush is on the mitzvah. It's not on the...
Uh-huh.
Okay,
so I take the brachas and then the brach. Okay, I take that back. Okay, I take it back. Anyway, what do you think from here? That a son can bench for his father. Now, the Evan mevarach l'rabo, and an Evan can bench for his master. The Isha mevarachas l'baila, and a woman can bench for her husband. Avol amru chachamim tavo me'eru la'adam she'ishta ovana mevarachin lo. It's a curse if someone does that. Why is it a curse? You can't bench yourself. You never learned how to bench. What a tragedy. Right? So it's a tragedy if you can't bench for yourself. But they're allowed to. Now, Iyamit Bishlama Doraisa, Asi Doraisa, Mapek Doraisa. So it makes sense if it's a Doraisa, that a Doraisa can be Mosi or Doraisa. El Iyamit Darabanan, Asi Darabanan, or Mapek Doraisa? How can a woman who's only Chayav benching Darabanan be Mosi you, the man, who's Chayav Doraisa? So that can't be right. Then one second, what about the son? Ul Taimech, Cotton Barachi Yuvahu. What about the cotton? Right? How can a cotton bench for you? So Ella Hachamayaskinan Kigon Shachal Shiur Durabanan. He ate a shear durabanan. The Asi Durabanan Umapek Durabanan. So he's only you ate a shear only the only Chayiv Durabanan. You, the father. The son's Chayiv Midurabanan to bench out of Chinuch. So you have one Durabanan, even though this doesn't make sense. He has one Durabanan. So he can be Motzi the father. What about a woman? Is a woman Chayiv in benching the Raisa Durabanan? The question's not answered, and we don't have an answer.
I'm not sure Motz is right about
I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't want to say I'm not sure.
We have it with Basamin on the Havdalah.
What?
We have it with Basamin on Havdalah. The bracha says...
Some women make their own bracha. Some people make their own bracha.
Yeah, but some people do.
Right.
But most people...
But you don't have to, you're saying.
You don't have to.
Yeah. Right,
you
I hear.
You do it in general.
What?
The whole thing is the Rabbanan anyway.
Yeah, but
if you're inside a massive room over there and they're making it for 200 people, you don't hear the sun.
Yeah, but if you're with your family, your bracha, it potters everyone else, they can smell the sun without having to make their own bracha. That's our minhag.
I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, I might either.
Okay.
I know my family, the woman always made a bracha.
Okay, next. So the answer is, by the way, so this issue of whether or not women have to bench the rest of the Rabbanan is not resolved. That's not resolved. There's no answer. I guess the Rishonim have a dispute about it, but it's not resolved. Okay, next, got it here. Darash Rav Avira Zimnan Amar Le Mishmei Deravami Zimnan Amar Le Mishmei Deravasi Amar Malchay Asharas Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The angel said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Ksiv B'Toras Chesed Yer Torah Asher Lo Yisa Panav Leikach Shochad. You can't take bribes, and you can't show favoritism. The Halo Atenosi Panav Leisrael, but you show favoritism to the Bnei Israel. The Ksiv it says Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha V'Yisem Lo Chashalom. He's showing them favoritism. Amalahem. So Hashem says back to the Malachim, V'chilo Yisab Banim to Israel. I shouldn't. Shekasavti lahem b'Torah. It says in the Torah, V'yachalta v'salvatu uverachtas Hashem alokecha, that you bench Hashem. You have to bench. When you're full, V'heim medaktikin alatmam ad kezayis ad kebeitza. And they are more machmir, and they bench. Kezayis ad kebeitza, it's a machlokes between Rameir and Behuda. How much you have to eat to bench? And they're more machmas. I shouldn't show them favoritism. I shouldn't. They're showing favoritism to me. I shouldn't return the favor. So of all the mitzvahs, of all the chumras that we do, why did they pick this one?
I think there are different answers for this question throughout Shas, by the way. We had this comes up once.
It came up 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. What was the answer to
this? It came up in the end of Nida.
Yeah, what was the answer the same?
The answer was not the same.
Yes.
So the
Sukkah also.
The what?
I'll give you a mitzvah at the end of the time. Just go to the sukkah.
Right.
And they kick it on the way out.
So the Bear Moshe says an unbelievable thing. The Bear Moshe says, what they're doing with benching here is so amazing? Because what the Bnei Israel is saying is, Hashem, this is all you gave me for dinner? I have a moon, that's all I need. So all I need is this dinner. I'm not even full. I only ate the kebeta. I only ate the kezayis. This is what you gave me, this is my dinner. I'll eat that. And I'll bench on that. I have emunah Hashem, you give me everything I need. That's an amazing, amazing level of emunah. Hashem says, I shouldn't show favorite, look what they're doing. I give them nothing to eat and they're still benching. Amazing word, no?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he's not disgruntled. He's just benching.
Has a muna. No, it's a muna. Has a muna. This is what Hashem gave me. I'm going to bench on this. Such a nice vart.
It is nice.
Okay. Now, there's such a thing in this world as a Baal Keri. A Baal Keri is a man who had a Keri emission. So, Min HaTorah, you are Tamei for one day. Came along Ezra and made a rule that a Baal Keri shouldn't learn and shouldn't daven. Okay? So, says the Mishnah, Baal Keri, someone's a Baal Keri, Mahar Her Belibo, he could think about davening, he could think about it, the Einu Mavarich, we could really think about Shema. He could think about Shema in his head, but the Einu Mavarich, he can't make the brachas, not even to think about them. Right? He can't say them out. Lola Faneha, Velola Achareha. Not before Shema, not after Shema. Says Rashi, Kibun de brachos lav daraisa machayev, since it's not a chiv daraisa to make those brachas, lo itzruchu rabbanon. The rabbanon said, let it go. Let it go. Don't worry about those brachas. You're a Baal Keri. Shema, you should think it. Val brachas amazon, mevare, val amazon, but on food, mevarech la'achrov, you could bench. Benching is daraisa. So benching, you can't make a bracha before you eat, because you can't make any brachas, no davening. Benching you could do with thinking about it. Not to say the words. V'ein mevarech lefanav. But you can't make a bracha beforehand, because you can't make brachas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mevarech lefnehem ula acharehem. You can make a bracha before and afterwards. Even bepeh. And Rashi says, we'll explain Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, one second. Omer Ravina. Zos Omeris, hear her kedibur dami. So hear her, thinking about it, must be the equivalent of saying it. Why? Because if it's not the equivalent of saying it, let me hear her. What do you gain by thinking? I'm thinking about Shema all day long. What do you gain by that? What do you gain by that if it doesn't count? Elamai, hear her kedibur dami. Then hear is the same thing as speaking. So the Yodzim is fuzzy. So why can't you speak it? Because you only think it. So it must be the same thing as saying it. So why can't you say it? What's going on here? Right? So the answer is, kida'ashkechon by Sinai, just like we find by Har Sinai. What do we find by Har Sinai? Says Rashi, she'efrishan me'isha, somebody, before Har Sinai, no one was allowed to be with their wife. Why not? Dechtev al tigshu el isha, don't go near your wife. Why not? So nobody should be, have any women, any tumah at all, tumas of being together with your spouse. So men couldn't do it, and women also not, because it takes 3 days for the zera to become spoiled. So for 3 days you can't be with your wife. Fine, very good. V'alprisha zu, and on this separation, samach Ezra, l'sakin tvila. Ezra was masakin, the same kind of thing, the tvila. L'bali keri, kodem she'askim Torah, before they learn Torah. D'chziv, v'odatam, l'vanechel, v'samach le, yom asher matat, l'fnei v'shechel, b'korev, k'derin l'kam v'pirkin. And over there, by Matan Torah, by Matan Torah, right? That wall was over there. Yeah, and Ezra only made a takana on speech, which was the same by Matan Torah. No one spoke; only Hashem spoke. So you could sit there and think all you want, even if you were about Kari, you could still think about everything. So there's no issue of thinking; the only issue of speech. So for speech, Ezra made the same gzera. That says only gzera on speech, and therefore you're allowed to think it.
Where did that concept of machshava kemaisa come through?
Where does that come from? There's no such thing.
Yes. It's around.
I wanted to go visit the guy in the hospital. I wanted to go. I got stuck in traffic. My intention was to go. I had good machshavas, but I ended up not going because I couldn't go. Then they said no more visiting hours. So you get a little bit of a mitzvah because you tried. So it's a concept. It's a concept. Anyway, one more minute. Rav Chisda Amar, hear her live kedibur dami. No, hear doesn't count at all. Dizal gadaytach kehir kedibur dami yotzi bisvasif. Because if hear was the same thing as dibur, they might as well say it. Elamai hear her. Elamai, what hear live kedibur dami? Then hear doesn't count. So lama mahara. So what do you be mahara for? The answer is Amar be Elazar. Because they shall ye call olam oskim bo vul yoshiv batal. Everybody seeing they're davening. You're seeing they're looking at the walls. Looking at your phone, you know what? Think the davening. Better than doing looking at your phone. Think it. Right? The Negroes, Pirka Achrina, So why can't you read something else? Like, what else are you going to, I'm not sure what else you're going to read. So the Gemara says, Amar Abba, there are Abba, B'davar Shatibur Oskinbo. It should be something that the Tibur is doing together. Right? You people don't really read the newspaper. Everyone's davening, so you think what davening is also. So we'll stop here. I'll pick up tomorrow on the top line. Everybody have a very good day.
You're right. I'll tell you what.